This is Fresh Air. James McBride's new novel, The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, opens in 1972 in a neighborhood of Pottsville, Pennsylvania called Chicken Hill, a place where immigrant Jews and African Americans have lived next to each other for decades. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says that the story that follows is an all-American mix of humor, horror, and social history.
I don't often begin reviews talking about the very last pages of a book, but an uncommon novel calls for an uncommon approach. In the acknowledgments at the end of his new novel called The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, James McBride cites as his inspiration a camp for what was then called handicapped children outside Philadelphia, where he worked every summer as a college student during the 1970s. The remarkable camp director, McBride says, taught him lifetime lessons about inclusivity, love, and acceptance, all without pontificating. McBride tried and failed for years to write about that camp. Eventually, it morphed into a novel about Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and a historically Black and immigrant Jewish neighborhood called Chicken Hill. In a tip of the hat to that inspirational camp, characters with disabilities also play crucial roles in McBride's story. If you think this novel is beginning to sound too nice, too pat, you don't know James McBride's writing. He crowds the chaos of the world into his sentences. The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store opens in 1972, when workers clearing a lot for a new townhouse development in Pottstown discover a skeleton at the bottom of a well, along with a mezuzah, a small case that often hangs on the door frames of Jewish homes. The police question the one elderly Jewish man still living at the site of the old synagogue on Chicken Hill. But before the investigation intensifies, an act of God intervenes. Hurricane Agnes hits the northeast, washing away the crime scene. McBride's storyline then bends backwards to 1925, when a Jewish theater manager named Moshe Ludlow and his wife Chona are living above the Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, which she runs. Moshe's business is prospering, especially after he branches out from klezmer music and begins booking Black performers, like the real-life swing drummer Chick Webb. Since immigrant Jews are now moving off Chicken Hill into the center of town, Moshe figures he and Chona should join the exodus. Chona, a kind woman with a spine of steel, thinks otherwise. In the midst of an argument, Moshe points out the kitchen window towards Pottstown below and shouts, "Down the hill is America." But Chona was adamant. "America is here," she says. Fortunately, Chona wins that tug of war, which means she stays close to the Heaven and Earth Grocery Store. It's a gathering place for Polish, Bulgarian, and Lithuanian Jews, everyone from shoemakers to gangsters, as well as Italian laborers and the so-called colored maids, housekeepers, saloon cleaners, factory workers, and bellhops of Chicken Hill. The diverse crowd is by no means inclusive. Characters tend to stick with their own kind, and racial and ethnic groups split into smaller cliques. Black people from Hemlock Row, for instance, derisively regard the residents of Chicken Hill as on the move, moving on up, climb the tree, NAACP-type Negroes, wanting to be American. But when the state decides to institutionalize a 12-year-old Black boy named Dodo, who's been branded deaf and dumb, a group of characters violate lines of color and class, as well as the law, to try to save the boy. That plot summary is so simplified, I feel like I've committed some kind of a crime against the nuances of this novel. McBride's roving narrator is by turns astute, withering, giddy, damning, and jubilant. He has a fine appreciation for the human comedy, in particular, the surreal situation of African Americans and immigrant Jews in an early to mid 20th century America that celebrates itself as a colorblind, welcoming land of liberty. Like his long ago mentor at that summer camp, McBride doesn't pontificate. He gets his social criticism across through the story itself and in snappy conversations between characters. For instance, Moshe's cousin, a sourpuss named Isaac, asks a fellow immigrant if he wants to go back to the old country. The other man replies, "I like it here. The politicians try to cut your throat with one hand while saluting the flag with the other. Then they tax you. Saves them the trouble of calling you a dirty Jew." As he's done throughout his spectacular writing career, McBride looks squarely at savage truths about race and prejudice, but he also insists on humor and hope. The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store is one of the best novels I've read this year. It pulls off the singular magic trick of being simultaneously flattening and uplifting.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed James McBride's new novel, The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the racial achievement gap in education, as exemplified by Shaker Heights, a suburb which has for decades been nationally recognized for its racial integration. We'll talk with Washington Post education reporter Laura Meckler, author of Dreamtown, Shaker Heights, and the Quest for Racial Equality. She grew up there. I hope you'll join us. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross. We'll be right back.